Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We know we have a great challenge in front of us, and therefore a fight, which is to fight for every American's right.
In Texas, Vice President Kamala Harris met with the Democrats in that state's legislature, who successfully blocked a bill they say would make it harder for people of color to vote. That proposal would have stopped drive-through voting, limit early voting and absentee ballots, and scrap 24-hour polling sites. So far, this year, 15 states have enacted 22 laws tightening voting rules, according to the Brennan Center for Justice. A day celebrating the end of slavery is on its way to becoming a federal holiday, as the House passed the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act by a vote of 415-14. All 14 no votes came from Republicans. Texas Representative Sheila Jackson Lee shortly before the vote.
But what I see here today is racial divide crumbling, being crushed this day under a momentous vote that brings together people who understand the value of freedom.
Celebrated on June 19th, Juneteenth commemorates when the last remaining enslaved people in Galveston, Texas, were emancipated by Union soldiers. Senate lawmakers discussed the Women's Health Protection Act yesterday. That bill is designed to let doctors and clinics nationwide provide abortion care free from medically unnecessary restrictions. Dr. Jamila Parrott is the president of Physicians for Reproductive Health. She says the bill is a critical step to eliminate huge disparities in reproductive health care.
As a physician, I find it unconscionable that politicians and pundits paint abortion as a hopelessly divisive issue when, in fact, it is a deeply personal decision rooted in autonomy, self-determination, health, and well-being.
Undoing a Trump-era policy, the Justice Department is making it easier for migrant victims of gang crime or domestic abuse to seek asylum in the U.S. Advocates and lawmakers held a virtual rally calling for more employees to get paid leave. COVID survivors described how the lack of a national leave mandate puts working families under a burden and causes many to lose their jobs. Connecticut Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro says Congress should put in law that everyone get paid family and medical time off.
And we need it now. Now, the paid leave is no longer a fringe policy position. It is a lifeline, so demonstrated by this last year and a half.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says it's too early to declare victory over the pandemic, pointing to the recent setbacks in Britain with the Delta variant in spite of high vaccination rates there. Powell says confidence and growth have picked up as people return to their normal lives. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Nadia Ramlagan. Thanks for listening.